The Western Wall. The Western Wall, one of the holiest sites in Judaism, is found in the city of Jerusalem. It is also known as the Wailing Wall. Non-Jewish people began calling it this after watching Jewish people cry as they prayed at the wall. The wall is part of a large retaining wall that Herod the Great had built in biblical times. It was built to mark off and enlarge the area known as the Temple Mount, which contained the holiest temple of the Jewish people. In the year AD 70, the Romans destroyed the temple, but left parts of the wall standing. People began praying at the western section of the wall because it was the only reminder of their temple. It gradually became a holy site. Many people started leaving written prayers to God in the cracks of the wall, a custom that is still carried on today. Herod's wall was constructed with enormous stones, most weighing between 2 and 8 tons. A few weighed as much as 100 tons, and scientists still do not know how these rocks were moved to the site. Today's Western Wall is about 165 feet long and about 40 feet high. At some point, 4 or 5 rows of smaller stones were added on top of the 7 rows of original stones. In 1948, Jordan took control of the Western Wall and denied Jews access to it. Israel recaptured the area during the 1967 Arab-Israeli War. After the war, the Israelis constructed a large plaza in front of the wall that became a formal place of worship. Men and women have separate prayer areas. Boys from Israel and around the world often come to the plaza to celebrate their bar mitzvah. The Western Wall has also been a symbol of Jewish unity and survival since the 1800s. Today, the Israeli government often holds national events in the plaza.